And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of March, 2025. March 22nd is International Seal Day, the clowns of the marine mammal world. Seals are a comical bunch of incredibly interesting creatures. They spend most of their days lazing about, sunbathing in some of our planet's most incredible places. Seals are part of the pinniped order of marine mammals, which also includes sea lions and walruses. Pinniped means fin-footed in Latin. Seals prefer the cold sea waters primarily found in the Arctic and the Antarctic regions. The smallest seal species is the Galapagos fur seal, 1 meter in length and 45 kilograms in weight, whilst the largest is the southern elephant seal, who weighs a whopping 3,850 kilograms and measures up to 5 meters in length. Seals can sleep underwater. They come on land to escape predators like whales and sharks, as well as to mate, give birth, feed, and molt. Seals will dive up to 900 meters and can hold their breath underwater for up to 2 hours. Before they dive, seals first exhale to empty their lungs. Mother and baby seals recognize each other through a familiar call. A study in Alaska found that this recognition was possible even after a 4-year-long separation. Over the last century, various species of seals have gone extinct, including the Caribbean monk seal. Seals have been hunted throughout history, with their fat and fur being highly coveted. The Galapagos fur seal and the Hawaiian monk seal are currently endangered. Seals are now a highly protected mammal in most parts of the world, but in some countries, seals are still killed in large numbers because fishermen blame them for the decline of fish. Today is also National Broccoli Day. Dr. Michael Greger writes on his website, nutritionfacts.org, "I mention broccoli more than any other food in my book, How Not to Die, and for good reason. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli prevent DNA damage and cancer spread, activate defenses against pathogens and pollutants, help to prevent lymphoma, boost your liver detox enzymes, target breast cancer stem cells, and reduce the risk of prostate cancer progression." The component responsible for these benefits is sulforaphane, which is formed almost exclusively in cruciferous vegetables. This is why I recommend at least one serving a day of crucifers. Check the link in today's show notes for a delicious vegan broccoli soup recipe. It's the birthday of Baroness Muriel Dowding, born on this day in 1908. Muriel Dowding was an English humanitarian and animal rights activist known for championing anti-vivisection, vegetarianism, and the improvement of animal welfare. She coined the term cruelty-free and was a pioneer of the cruelty-free movement. In 1959, Dowding founded the charity Beauty Without Cruelty, which led the way in the commercial production of synthetic alternatives to fur and cruelty-free cosmetics. Dowding was a formidable opponent when defending animals, but little was known of her dread of public speaking, though spending 2 decades addressing audiences, finding herself at the forefront of an emerging animal rights movement. Dowding was often portrayed as a crank and mocked by the press, until gradually her ideas became more accepted and she began to be taken seriously. At the end of her life, Dowding was left almost penniless, having given all her money away to charity. A famous photo of Baroness Dowding shows her in 1953 wearing fake fur robes for the coronation of Elizabeth II. The founding of PETA was on this day in 1980. PETA operates under the simple principle that animals are not ours to experiment on, eat, wear, use for entertainment, or abuse in any other way. PETA is an international nonprofit charitable organization based in Norfolk, Virginia, with entities worldwide. And here's a poem for today, The White Seal by Rudyard Kipling. Oh, hush thee, my baby, the night is behind us, and black are the waters that sparkled so green. The moon o'er the combers looks downward to find us at rest in the hollows that rustle between. Where billow meets billow, there soft be thy pillow. I'll weary wee flipperling curl at thy ease. The storm shall not wake thee, nor shark overtake thee, asleep in the arms of the slow swinging seas. You mustn't swim till you're 6 weeks old, or your head will be sunk by your heels. And summer gales and killer whales are bad for baby seals. Are bad for baby seals, dear rat, as bad can be. But splash and grow strong, and you can't be wrong, child of the open sea. The White Seal by Rudyard Kipling. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that animals are not ours to experiment on, eat, wear, use for entertainment, or abuse in any other way.